Okay, in the case of Shilya, which we began yesterday, we have a situation with the Shilya which involves a sex faker. As Tosis asks, Tosis here Ramasal Dekar, in Tamer Amaylu Yutahirin, Dilma Biyamishin Yatsarashai Ayubai, Atilla Yatsa Dilma Huzahar. Tosis says on the 15th day, it's a sex faker. Why is it a sex faker? Maybe it's a Zahar. And even if the 15th day is really the 14th day, it's Tar. And secondly, it's a Masafik 15th day, 14th day. So if it's in the cave, it's Safik 15, 14. Might be Tar, might be Tame. If it's a Zahar, it's a Fatar. So Tosis here says it's a sex faker of Kula. So to answer this kasha, Tosis establishes his yisayid that any sfek sveka which the tut stadim are akula in one direction and the reverse tut stadim are akula in the other direction, because on the 41st day, which is a suffix 40th day, the day which is suffix 40, 41, you have the reverse sfek sveka. There, if it's earlier, it's tar. If it's later, it's tar. And there, if it's a zachar, it's tar. And if it's in the keva, it's tar. So you have the reverse on both points. It's a reverse, a total flip of the sfek sveka. On the 15th day, it's a kula. On the 41st day, it's a kula the reverse. So Tosis establishes his side that if you have a sfek sveka, the sasri hadadi, if you have a sfek sveka, which one side of it is a kula in one day, and the reverse is a kula a different day, we cannot rely on the sfek sveka at all. Umachmir on both ends of the sex faker. That's the aside of Tosis. Yesterday I mentioned to you one other similar case, the Ran and Arve Psachim, where the Gemara has a Shaila if the Chiyuv to be of Heseba to Arba Kaisis is the first two Kaisis or the last two Kaisis. So the Gemara is not Pesha to Shaila. It remains a Safik to Rabbana. So the Rani asks, why don't you say Safed Rabbanu Lekula and you do not have to do Haseba? Let's say, if you get Haseba on the first case, why do you have to pay the drink? Why do you have to make up the case? We should say Safed Rabbanu Lekula. So the Rani answers the same you say, that if you're going to say Safed Rabbanu Lekula on the first case, and you'll say Safed Rabbanu Lekula on the fourth case, it's a Safik to Rabbanu Lekula, the Sasri Hadadi. Will come out, you're going to be making on the first kais, making on the fourth kais. That can't be. Because either the first two kaises need a seiba, or the last two kaises need a seiba. So what do we do when we have a stira? We're machmir on both. That's the aside of this taisis, and it's known as the aside of the Ran and Arve Psachim. I just suppose if you wanted to tell this to someone, it's just easier to tell him the Ran and Arve Psachim than to start making it into the Tosfos in Bava Kamma with the numbers, the 15th day and 41st day. It's also a Rosh and Beah. The Rosh says in the complicated case there, the same idea that you can't say Safed Rabbanu Lekula if it's Seiser one the other. There are a number of cases. I'd like to mention to you four or five cases where this issue comes up. And some of them, at least, present certain difficulties. The halacha is on Purim. Never too early to start thinking about Purim. That yoreis hamukafis chayma lein on the 15th, and yoreis sheinu mukafis chayma lein on the 14th. What about Iyarais that are Safik Mukafis Chayma? In certain cities that are Safik Mukafis, like Tveria, is a Safik Mukaf Chayma. The cities that are Safik Mukaf Chayma, Mivais Yeshua Ben Nun, they lay on the 14th. L'chaira, why don't I say, if you find yourself in Tveria, such a city, it's a Safik Mukaf Chayma, on the 14th, you should be potter from laning. Safik Drabana Lekula. Megillah is only a Drabana. On the 14th, It's a Safik Rabban on the Kula. And on the 15th, it's also Safik Rabban on the Kula. So why don't I pati you from laning on the 14th? Because maybe you mechayiv in the 15th. I pati you on the 15th, so maybe mechayiv in the 14th. The teretz is, same yisayid. That it's a Safik Rabban on the Kula, that's Saisen. If you're not going to lay on the 14th because Safik Rabbanah, you're not going to lay on the 15th because it's Safik Rabbanah. So it's a stira, so I don't say Safik Rabbanah Lakula. As I say, Mishlam Melech. It's not a fear way of presenting. It's like saying I could daven mincha until tomorrow morning. He's al daven bisman. I'll daven teshlumen. It's not accurate. This man is this man, and then there's a din of teshlumen. There's this man is this man for the megillah, and then there's halacha that yoris that he could be magged in a certain case. Not a fear. So what's the problem? What's the problem?
To help out the bigger things?
No. No, we lay the 14th, the Mukav Eschema lay the 15th. Gemara you're thinking of is the places where they're Magdim Liyam Akhtisa, when they go back to Monday or Thursday on the 11th, 12th, or 15th. So what's the problem with this Mishlo Melech? Mishlo Melech says it's another example of our Gemara, of our Tesis, of our Ran. It's another example. That you don't say on a Yoris and Mukafis Chaima, Safik Mukafis, that the 14th, Safdur Malakula, don't lay. 15th, Safdur Malakula, don't lay. Because then it will be Sasri Hadadi. So therefore, you can't say it. What's the problem? Problem is, then you should lay both. We're saying, Behes Seba, that since it's a Safdur Malakula in the first two, and Safdur Malakula in the second two, so therefore we're saying you have to be machmir on all four cases. We're here, Taisa is saying the 15th and the 41st, both are suspect staker. So therefore we're machmir on both. So the Mishnah Melech, in the first parak of Hilchas Megillah, asked this kasha, why don't you say suspect staker, the Sasri Hadadi, and you have to lay the 14th and the 15th. Why don't you lay them both?
Without a bracha.
What? Without a bracha. Okay. But they should lay them both. We don't know if the 14th and 15th, so let them lay them both. So the kasha is a shara kasha. The Mishnah Lamelech says the teretz. That when do we say sex fake of the Sasri Hadadi? Only when it's a case like the Ran, where you're going to be mevatel the entire din. If you're going to say don't do a seva the first two, don't do the second two, you're never ever going to have to do a seva. So then we say it's a Sasri Hadadi, and you have to be machmer on both. That's when this klal applies, that you have to be machmer the gamri. By the Megillah case, it's just a tzir, an individual city's problem. It's not going to be mevatel the whole din of Kriyas Megillah. If this city has a problem, Sasri Hadadi, it's not the same chaymer as the Ran. The Ran is saying it's Sasri Hadadi, you're not going to do a seba at all, you'll never do a seba, you forget the whole din of a seba ever. He says that if in a case where we have one city that's Safik Mukav Chaima, even though it's a Sex Faker, a Safdar Bana, the Sasri Hadadi, even if you'll be Makal on both, you wouldn't be Mavatal the whole din. You still have plenty of cities that are laying the Megillah. In this city, it would be a problem. He says that when it's only a problem in an individual city, we're not so Machmir to be Machayim both. And there we allow. We allow to be Mekel on one, It's not a satisfying teretz so much because the lumbus. Because there's a seba by the matzah. Okay, it's not about the whole mice of a seba. It's true. Yeah, I was thinking also it's not so satisfying. Why? Because we're really not saying that in the case of Mukaf Chayma that it's not Sasri Hadadi. Saying it is Sasri Hadadi. Just the result is going to be that you're laying one. We're not making on both. So it's not such a satisfying character in Svara, and in Taka the Metzius of Heseba, it's not so satisfying, but that means that the Kasha comes back.
What does he do with
Shilya? What does he do with Shilya? Shilya also not being mevatel the whole din. He doesn't even mention Shilya. He only mentions the Ran. And that's it. Shilya seems to be a problem. The Stipler, in the first Stipler in Brachis, brings this down. See, he says a different teretz under Mishnah Malas Kasha, but also it's a problem from Shilya. He says that when do we say Svek Sveka, the Sasri Hadadi, is a problem that you do both, only like a Seba, where the two Shilas come together. The two Shilas come up at one time. It's one mitzvah of Arba Kaisis, and that Suda of Arba Kaisis, you have a Shila, when to do a Seba. Masha'en Kain, where you have two Shilas on separate days, like by Megillah, then you don't have to be machmer on both. Vaita is shver from Shilya. Shilya is also a shaila on two separate days, and we'll be machmer on both. So it comes out that we have something of a serious problem from the case of Megillah. I would add that we have another case which is a problem. We finish with all the problems, we're going to end up that the case of Shilya is individual, but the case of Kriyas Megillah is a problem with Asogya. It's similar that Shasri Adadi, you don't say both kulas, but the result is that you're being Mekel on one and Machmer on the other, and by us you're Machmer on both. There's another case that they don't bring down, but it's in Shulchan Aruch and Simishin Mem Dalet. There's a case of somebody who's traveling in the desert and he lost track of which day is Shabbos. There's no clue which day is Shabbos. So what's the din? So he's mining the Shiva Yamim, he counts 7 days, and the seventh day he keeps Shabbos. And then he counts 7 days, and the seventh day he keeps Shabbos. He just makes up his own Shabbos. Every seventh day he keeps the Shabbos. He can't be making all 7 days. So therefore, he keeps the Shabbos every seventh day. So the Magen Avraham asks, why don't you go bus a Rav? Any day he's in, Rav says it's a weekday. Right? Any day he's on. Rav says that day is a weekday. So he should be Mekel every single day. Every day, Rav says, is a weekday.
And Rav is going to say you can't ask the same child by their eyes, and their body.
Go ahead.
But
Rabbi
says the whole
sefer by
the Rabbanon, maybe
there's
a different
sefer to say the sefer. But by sefer, you can't say sefer the Rabbanon. But Rai, we should even be able to say by their eyes, because by their eyes we do go lekula basa Rav.
There's only if there's a chance that it's taka Rav.
It is Rav.
By their eyes, if you only got basa Rav, if there's a chance there's a hetter, then you go basa Rav.
Right. So there's
no chance in the hetter.
Why?
Because like say one day it's going to be shalom.
Okay, so that the Prima Gadim answers what you're saying. But it's really the same you say, that you're going to say Rive every day, 7 days in a row, it's a Rive, the Sasri Adadi. It's the same thing, it's a Stira. If you're going to go 7 days in a row, every day say, Rive says it's a weekday, Rive says it's a weekday, Rive says it's a weekday, you can't go bus a Rive. Because it's Sasri Adadi, it's going to be a Stira, you're going to be Mekel all 7 days. Zicha, one of the days is Shabbos. So Prima Gadol says that's why we're machmir on this case in the Midbar. So what's fair?
What's
fair? Saying kasha. That if we're saying when it's Sasri Hadadi in Agamar and the Ranam Sach, you have to be machmir on all the days. You have to be machmir every single day. If you can't say you go bus arrive, so every single day you should have to be machmir. All right, you'll tell me pekoch nefashis in the midbar. All right, it's pekoch nefashis. Even if it's Shabbos, you can be machmir. But every one of the 7 days, you should have to keep Shabbos, because if you say it's arrived the sasri adadi, so the ran of psachim and Tosis here saying now when you have arrived the sasri adadi, you're machmir on both. And here we have now the case of Megillah, the case of Shabbos, where we're not machmir on both. We just pick one day to be machmir and one day to be mekel. So it's something of a problem. We have to come up with some type of gather. It's a very hard gather. We have now two against two. We have the Ran and our Tosfos say be machmir on both, and the case of Shabbos, the case of Megillah, we're machmir only on one. There's a fifth case. That's how that's why the stipler is in brachas, siman aleph, in the first piece, in the first chelik of the stipler. There's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, until when you can daven mincha, and when you can start davening ma'ariv. When does mincha and ma'ariv start? So they're before the machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam of the Gra. They're talking. There's a certain time. There's vade laila. Whatever that is, right? The Grohel Shkia, the Tamil Tzitzik Chachamim. I'm not going into that. There's a certain time there's Vadei Laila. Chachamim hold, you could daven Mincha till Vadei Laila, and start davening Mariv after Vadei Laila. Laila is the dividing point between Mincha and Mariv. Rabbi Yehuda holds, what's Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds on Plag. Now Mincha is until Plag. Plag is an hour and 15 minutes before Vadei Laila. So if Yehuda holds Mincha Kedavim until Plag, and Mariv you Kedavim from Plag and on. Machlek is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. How do we paskin? So the Gemara paskins David Kemarovit, David Kemarovit. That it's a bona fide Safik. The Gemara paskins it's a Safik. If you want to be naig like Rabbi Yehuda, you can be like Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to be naig like the Chachamim, you can be naig like the Chachamim. However you like, you can choose how you want to be naig. That's why we're Erev Shabbos. When we make early Shabbos, we're being Samach on Rabbi Yehuda. Right? When we make early Shabbos, we daven Mariv early. Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven around a quarter earlier. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Miri says, why does the Gemara say you can do whatever you want? David Kamarov and David Kamarov. So the Miri says, because it's a Safik Drabban on the Kulam. It's a Safik, if you pass Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim. So it's a Safik Drabban on the Kulam. If you want to daven Mariv, if the plague, you can be Mekel, Safik Drabban on the Kulam. If you want to daven Minchi if the plague, you can be Mekel, Safik Drabban on the Kulam. This man Mincha is a drabban, this man Mariv is a drabban. So therefore, we say David Kamarovid and David Kamarovid. So Stipler asks, it's a Safi drabban on the Kula, the Sasri Ahadadi. You're being makel to daven Mincha after Plag, and Mariv Mincha until Lavade Laila, and Mariv right after Plag. That's the spirit. You're telling people you can daven Mariv today. You can either daven Mariv Shkia, let's say 5 o'clock. So you're telling people, assuming Shkia is Lavade Laila, so you're telling people you can daven Mincha till 5 o'clock. Mariv you can daven 4 o'clock. It's going to be Semach Rabbi Yehuda daven Mariv at 4. How can you daven Mariv at 4? Mincha at 5. It's Sasri Hadadi. It's a steer. So Stipler asks this Kasha on the Mi'iri, why, for that reason, he rejects the Mi'iri. He can't argue with a Rishon, so he buys it on a rush. But like Shver on this Me'iri. See, here we have a Me'iri, which is saying a case of, well, Mekel on both. So now we have all the possibilities. Me'iri is Mekel on both. Our Tosis and the Rana Machmer on both. And the two cases of stuck in the Midbar and the Megillah were Mekel on one and Machmer on the other. These are a rundown of cases. I just remember there's another case, a sixth case. In Yerodeya, it's the Mishinai and Dalid, is a case where you have a person who does not sure who his father is. His mother remarried shortly after she was divorced or became an almana, and she gave birth seven months later. So we don't know if the child is a 9 month child from the first husband or a 7 month child from the second husband. So Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Avelus that he's Misabel al Shneim. He's Chiv Avelus, he doesn't know which is his father. So he has the Prava Avelus on both. The Taz asks, why don't we say Safa Drabanan Lakuvan? Avelus is a Drabanan. So the Taz says, whichever one dies, you should say Safa Drabanan Lakuvan. So what would seem to be the Teretz? That Sasri Adadi. That the two Sfeikas are Sasri Adadi. And that would shtim with the Ran and our Taisis. Then we'd say Sa'adadi and Machmar on both. So we have a third case where we're Machmar on both. I don't know what the Taz was thinking. The Taz seems the obvious Teretz. So I don't know why the Taz didn't say it. But I'll call upon him. These are the cases that provide all the confusion, the difficulty, and the room for some type of pilpul on how to deal with Sasri Adadi. That's a problem. So now we come to Rabbi Chanan. Having gone through all these cases, which definitely provide problems, we come to Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan asks in a number of places. Yes, Akasha, on our Taisvis from the din of Shnei Shvilim. The Gemara says, Psachim, that if you have Shnei Shvilim, you have two roads, Echatame ve'echatar. One road definitely has a mace on the road, that if you walk through the road, you definitely became Tame. One road is Tar. One road definitely doesn't have a mace. But we forgot which road is the Tamei road and which road is the Tar road. It's become forgotten. Which is Tamei and which is Tar. Agav, Kayanim should know that I think 20th Avenue is a Tumma problem. I don't know why they can't sleep from there. They can't sleep from 20th Avenue. Did the Kayanim wait somewhere else? No, but there was the Basic Forest was over the road. They built the road over the Basic Forest in 20th Avenue. Basic Forest was there before the road. But under the road there, Mason. The road is built over. It used to be the car. I don't know why they. In the people in Bensonhurst know not to go. The Kainim know not to go on 20th Avenue. Or the Kainim don't know. They can't. They don't wait separately. Maybe no Kainim go to Camp Aguda. Camp Anos doesn't have a bus.
Under the bus is the
aisle. Under the bus is the aisle. But how do you get to the bus? I don't know. I think in Beis HaTalmud there's a permanent sign that says that Kainim shouldn't go on 20th Avenue. I don't think it changed since 15 years ago, 20 years ago. I didn't dig up the place. Okay, anyhow, the Gemara is the case of Shnei Shvilim, where there's a suffix to it. So now, obviously, if the same person goes on both roads, the same person travels down both, he's Vaday Tomei, there's no suffix. We don't know what made him Tomei, but we know for sure he's Tomei. If he touches Taharis, we burn the Taharis because we know for certain that he's Tameh. If a person went down only one road, what's the din? A person comes to us, he said he went down one road. So we say, Safik, what? Nachomer Lakula. Safik Tumah Vishas Arabim is Lakula. There's Gezeres HaKasav that Safik Tumah in a public place is Lakula. If one person went down one road, and another person went down the other road, so the Gemara says that if they come into Beis Din, Bezeh Achar Zeh, they walk into Beis Din separately, there's one person is the Shaila, I went down road number one. The other person is the Shaila, I went down road number two. So we'll pass the Lakula for each one. Each one is asking a Shaila. And for him, it's a Suffolk Deiraisa, a Suffolk Tum Vishas Aram Lakula. So I'm going to Paskin for him to Kula, Lakula. Now, obviously, Taisa says that it doesn't mean that one person touches both of them, he's going to be Vadei Tameh. Taisa actually says that some food went down one road, some food went the other road, each one was passing his star. But if you mix them into one pot, then it's going to be Tameh, because the Zecha Demamara Shaf is Tameh. It's only as long as they stay separate, you pass the Lakula on each one. If you have a chitimtza where the two come together, in one case, Taisa says that then you say that's vadei tameh. You can't. It just won't matter because it's two different people. So Bechanan asks, if that's the case, if we're mekel for two different people, does each one will mekel on one side of his kula? So Bechanan asks, why don't we do the same thing here? By this lady. You ever a woman who is involved in a Shiloh of Tumah on the 15th day and on the 41st day? Now, on the 15th day, there's a reason to be Mekel out Svek Svek. On the 41st day, there's a reason to be Mekel, but it's a steer. So, Frek Rebel Chanan, I understand you can't be Mekel on both. But why not be Mekel on one? Why not say she was Machmer on the 15th day? So now we can be Mekel on the 41st day. Just like B'Shnei Shvil. If we separate the two Shailas, we say you're allowed to be Mekel on one Shaila. You're just not permitted to be Mekel on the two together. So for Rebbe Chanan, why don't we say the same thing here? That be Mekel on one and be Machmer on the other. Separate the two. Separate the two. Or by the Arba Kaisis, let him do Haseba the first two Kaisis, and then when he gets to the third Kais, if he has the Shiloh, we should tell him you don't have to do Haseba. He already did Haseba on the first two. Why don't we separate it, just like B'Shnei Shvil, we separate the two, we say that you can be Mekel on each road by itself, so why don't we say the same thing over here? By Svek Svek, that you should be Mekel on the 15th, you should be Mekel on the 40th, on one or the other, on the 15th, 40th. Why don't you separate it just like you separate it in the case of Shnei Shvilim? That's Rabbi Chanan's Kasha, which I guess we could have asked from Shimon Dalef, the case of the Midbar. People traveling the Midbar, the case of the Megillah. But there we are, Mekel on one. Rabbi Chanan asks from the case of Shnei Shvilin. We'll see his teretz. We'll see if it'll answer the other cases. Rabbi Chanan answers with the aside. He says that a sex faker is meant to paskenize. The Svek Sveka is something we don't know what to do. The Torah says that if the odds are so and so, such and such, that's enough to be Mekel, right? Svek Sveka. Even Safik Rabbanan. The Torah is saying there's a certain threshold of doubt that's permitted. Right? The Rabbanan 50-50 is mutter. You're allowed to take your chances, 50-50 is mutter. It paskins the din. And by Daraisas, you need Rav, or Sveksega. You need the 51%. And that paskins ice the din. That means there's a psak that this is the way a halacha is kapaskined, because this is the threshold of Safik that's mutter by Sveksega. A sex fake, and certainly it's that way. That a paskins, right? Certainly a paskins. By Shnei Shvilin, the person is becheskas tar. The person starts off with the chazaka of tar. We go basa chazaka to keep the person tar. Chazaka is different than sex fake. Chazaka doesn't paskinize the mitzvahs. What is chazaka? Chazaka is, if you don't know what to do, so the Torah knew that sometimes people won't know what to do. So the Torah says, the hanhaga, that you should be naig when you don't know what to do, is go basa chazaka, leave it the way it was till now. In the yeshivish language, sveksveka is a birur. Sveksveka tells us what happened. Chazaka is a din. Chazaka is a hanhaga. Chazaka doesn't tell us what happened. You have a safik, if a isha who's a fenuya became who's a basula became ois basula. You go basa chazaka, it happened later. Chazaka doesn't paskin and happen later. It's a hanhaga. Chazaka is that when you don't know what to do, you leave things the way they were. You tell on chazaka. Zakt Rabbi Chanan. When could we be makel by Sasri Hadadi? Could be medical when you're going basa chazaka. Chazaka doesn't paskin anything. Chazaka's anhaga. It's telling you this the way you should be naig. So you can be naig. The chazaka remains a chazaka, even if they're asteris. But the chazaka is still a chazaka. By sex sveika, which is a birur, if you have two opposite sex sveikas, that means neither is a birur. You can't say that this is mevar because you have a sex sveika the other way. When you have two svek svekas that are sasri ahadadi, it destroys the kayach of a svek sveka. Svek sveka works off the birur, it's mevara something. So here you want to go on tesvav and use a svek sveka to be mevara that you could rely the leg that happened early with the tzirif that maybe it's a zacha. You can't say that because on the malif, the svek sveka says rely it happened later with a tzirif that she's in the kevah. So the svek sveka falls away. Tosis is saying that when they say to each other, it falls away legamu. A sex faker falls away totally when it's a stira one to the other. A chazaka is something else. Chazaka is not, it's not a logic. Chazaka is exerts a custom. If you don't know what to do, shtel on chazaka. So that applies even in the case of Shnei Shvilim, even in the case where you have svekas. You take out svekas, you have a stira one to the other. What do you do? You shtel on chazaka. So there, the person is becheskas tar. Meshek and the isha here is obviously not becheskas tar on the 15th day. So Rabbi Chana makes this chilik between chazaka and svek sveka. And with that, he answers that when you say tarati the sasri adadi is totally bottle, when it's a stira in a davar amavar, Meshek and bechazaka, you don't say any such thing. That's what Rabbi Chana decided. And this society uses in many places. The chazaka is not a birur. Chazaka is just a psak, a way to be noyig, an hoga. And it's not mevara. Now, does Rabbi Chana's society help? For Megillah, it doesn't help. Megillah suffered the rabbanon lekula, just like the Ran. What about the person in the midbar? Rabbi Chana's society helps the person in the midbar. And it can be make on 6 days and be made for 1 day. Then you're going bus arrive. Rive is a beer or a hanhaga? Pash Pashat is a beer. Rive Pashat is a beer, right? Just like Svek Svek. That means Rive is above the threshold of Safik. If it's a beer, so Rabbi Chana doesn't help.
Days.
What?
It's only for less than 7 days that would be a beer. Because for sure that you'll pass the Shabbos, how does that help?
That's because it's Sasri Hadadi, right? So our question is, do I have my machma 1 day because of Sasri Hadadi? Or like Shnei Shvim, I'm only machmir with some of my Shabbat. Or do I have to be machmir all seven?
But Shnei Shvim is two separate people. But the Shabbos in the same guy is for sure going to pass it. It doesn't go to work anymore.
Over there, when it's Asriya HaDodi, it's two separate people. Over here, separate days, the same person. Yeah, so the question is, so I have to be Machmir, it's true. But therefore, why? Do you have to be Machmir on one day or on 7 days? So Mechonin's point is, when am I Machmir on everything? When it's a beer, and the beer is destroyed if it's a steer. It's Rive, Pashtus, the Rive should be destroyed, and the kasha remains. It's a mitzvah yashiv. So find the teretz. They have to be terutzim on this. It's an obvious problem. But okay, Rav Chanan has at least the teretz on the Shnei Shvim case. When you go b'sa chazok and it's Nasri Adadi, so Rav Chanan has a rule. Such a thing, a chazok, and today's not Shabbos. That's such a thing. Every day is a new day. A chazok and today's not Shabbos. Alright, so we have caches. It's a terrible time with caches, but
like more of a day with the midbar, isn't it Pasha day that has Pogma Sakan?
Because Sakan, he doesn't have to keep any day Shabbos, even the 7th day.
It's travel, so it's the town, let's say. Right. The town doesn't know what non Shabbos. It's a regular town, everything's weak. They would have to also send a lot of one day Shabbos.
I think so. It's not from Sakana, it's Sakana on the 7th day. You could be Megal and things like Sakana.
Yeah, I
understand, but then he can travel even.
It's like on that day.
I think the 6 days he's allowed to do malachi even things that are not sakana. If you're right, I'm sure take a look. If you're right, if the 6 days he can only do things that are sakana, that would be good. I'd rather it fit. So maybe I'm remembering incorrectly. Okay, take a minute to look it up. Okay. Alright, so this is the tumul over this taisvis of Treis Svek Sveika de Sasri Adadi, which obviously you can see is a Shas Klal. The taisvis de Emix Ashil Yubalei Vlad is also sort of a Klal. The last line of taisvis says why in our Gemara we don't go with the rules of Safik Tum Vishas Aradin. So taisvis says the reason, because it's a... It's not a case of Safek Tumah, it's a case of Issa L'Baila. Now, Tosis is saying that Issa L'Baila is not totally in Tumah. That's Tosis' rule. This rule of Tosis is a hotly debated issue in the Sugis of Nida. Tosis says that Nida is not doing Tumah. There's one din of Nida, and Tumas Nida, and there's one din of Issa L'Baila. Hella comes out from Tosis. If you have a Safik Nida B'shus HaYachid, she's going to be...
Where she is,
B'shus HaYachid,
what?
That's what Tosis is saying. You mean you could be able to Tosis two ways. Either, I saw a Shlom Zalm is Mesupik, Tosis mean B'shus HaRabim, when you became Tameh, or when you touched the thing subsequently. Pasha means when you became Tameh, the Makar and the Safik is what matters. It depends where she was giving birth, this next I'll show you. But the point that I want to make is that Tosfos is saying that you can have a Svek Sveika of Tumah B'shus HaYachid, which is Mutar L'Baila, because the Svek Sveika, and she's Tameh Tumas Nida, because the Safek Tumah B'shus HaYachid. That's what Tosfos is saying. She can be Tameh Tumas Nida and be Mutar L'Baila. Because in Jindine Tumah, we go according to the rule of Safek B'shus HaYachid, even Svek Sveika B'shus HaYachid is Tameh. And Lagabi Yisrael Abayla, it says Yisrael Abayla and Tumah have nothing to do one with the other. The Rav Shif asks on this that what's the Makar for Safek Tumah B'shus HaYachid Tameh? Anybody know the Makar? Saita, the Rav Saita. What's Saita? It's a case of Yisrael Abayla, it's not a case of Tumah. It says v'nitmar. Saita is called a person who's Tameh. But the whole parsha of Saita is a parsha of Issa L'Baila. So the Rav Shif is matmiyah on Taisvis. Taisvis here says that the rule of Safik Tumah B'shus HaYachid is only a din in Tumah, It's not a din, it's a levaila. The locker of it is a pasuk that's talking about it's a levaila. It's not talking about tum at all. So it's a double pella. So the Shef Shmaitza and Shmaitza Aleph and Perik Yudalid, his kasha bothers him, and he says that Saita is a din tuma, says in the Tumah. So Saita Asur Labayla is a din in tuma. Nida Asur Labayla is not a din in tuma. What does it do with the other? What does a Saita have to do with a Nida? A Saita is Asur Labayla, it's a din tuma, it's a din tuma, she has a din tuma. Nida is Asur Labayla, he says, it's nothing to do with tuma. Why is it Maram Shif's Kasha? They're both Asur Labayla. Two different Asur Labaylas. A Saita is one type of Asur Labayla. And Anida is a different type of Asur Labayla. That's what the Shev Shmaitzer writes. But that itself is Shver, why? What? By Nida, Rav Shimon in the Shari Yasha, in Shar Aleph, in Perikud Gimel, he says, what do you mean? By Nida it also says Tumah. By Nida it also uses the Lashon of Tumah. Elisha benidas Tumasa Laisikra. Elisha benidas Tumasa Laisikra. Yes, even Shtarka. By Nida, it says Lashon Isser. And it says Lashon Tumah. You tell me it really means Isser. Agamar is talking about a Yeledes. It says by Yeledes, the Torah doesn't say the word Isser, it doesn't say Laisikraf anywhere in the Torah by Yeledes. All it says by Yeledes is Vetuma Shavuyayim, Kenidasa. She's tummy 2 weeks, Kenidasa, just like Anida. So, Bechlal, what's Pshat in the Shef Shmaitz? The Shef Shmaitz, it says Saita is Tumah because it says Venetma. The Shekin here, it's different. What do we hear? It's different. It says Tumah by Nida, it says Tumah by Yeledes. So Taisus Teretz needs a Hesber. So Rav Shimon says a Hesber. I'm not sure I understand it correctly. I think what he says is something like this. He says the following. Rav Shimon has an interesting clair. Tumah, you know the Alayah types of Tumah, the Sheretz, Tumas Neis, Tumas Zav and Zava, Anida, Metzairas Tameh. They're all different types of Tameh, or they're just different ways of becoming the same thing. Tumah is one thing. You can become it through Sheretz, through Meis, through Yeledes. There's one type of Tumah. Or, no, each one's a separate type of Tumah. Like there's a Lav of Nevela, there's a Lav of Chela, there's a Lav of... They're different, totally different things. So Shimon is Mashiach then, that Shah, that all the Tumas are really the same. Not some are Tumas 7 days, some are Tumas 1 day. But all the Tumas, it's one concept of Tumah. It says once in the Torah, Elamigdash Laisava, and it applies to all the Tumas. All the Tumayim are one sug of Tumah. And Nida is also a sug of Tumah, like all other Tumayim. You can't say that a man is asur to his wife because of Tumas Nida. Because if she's tovel from Tumas Nida and she remains Tamei Sheretz or Tamei Meis, she's still not a Labayla. The Tefillah didn't toif anything with Tzad Tumah. She still has Tumah. Whatever Tumah she, if you hold that all the Tumas are one, there's one get one concept of Tumah, then going to the mikveh does nothing for her. What does it do? She's not Tamei Nida, she's still Tamei Meis. So what did she gain? She's just as Tamei as when she went in. So although the Torah calls Anida Tamei, nevertheless, the Issa Labayla is not dependent on her being Tamei. The Issa Labayla is not totally in her being Tamei. The Tumah is not the Siba of her Issa Labayla. Because even when the Tumah doesn't come off, she's just Tevel, it helps. So vice dies, now whatever geder nida is, whether you call it a tumah, you don't call it a tumah, it's not yena klal of tumah that we're always talking about when we talk about tumah. It's a special din labayla. So that is what our Tosis is referring to. That Issa labayla doesn't go with klalei tumah. Because it could be she's tamei. And she's still mutter labayla. So even if she's tamei, she'll still be mutter. Because you see, other tumas remain and she's mutter. So it's not shver that the tumah dikadin of tumas nida should remain on her. She went there, she said, Yafid, the tumah dikadin of tumah remains with her. But the tefillah helps labayla. These are the words that Rav Shimon says. I don't understand totally how it answers. It's a good proof. The proof is a good proof. It's labayla, not totally in tumah, because the tumah remains. But I don't see how it answers the original kasha exactly. That lamaisa, the Torah uses the word tumah for yeledes, for nida. It's really the same as seitan. That nekuda. I didn't chap how Rav Shimon is answering his original kasha. If you want, you to look to Rav Shimon. It's a paragraph starts Tosis Bavakama Yud Aleph, where he hears the kashas, and this Yisoid seems to be it's a clear Yisoid that he's saying that it can't be the tumah is what makes the man but the Bible because you see she's still tamei. But how did he answer the kasha? Maishna Saita, Maishna Nida. So that I'm very. Very unclear how it answers it. Al Kapanim, we have here two Tosis, one after the other, totally not our sugya. And Al Kapanim, they say this dikka Tosis. The Gemara brings at the bottom of the Yavid, my kamashmalah and mixer shiv b'lei vat tanina. Shil yashiyat z'miktsas asura b'achila. This is going on an animal. By an animal, if an animal gives birth, then whatever came out is certainly also b'achila. But if right of it came out, then even what's inside is also b'achila when you shech the animal. Asura b'achila, simen v'lad b'yusha, simen v'lad b'behema. So we see already shilya miktsasa as a simen v'lad. So Gemara says it's no right. Imas nisnav amina v'yesh miktsas shayu b'lay v'lad. Maybe there is miktsas shayu b'lay v'lad. But here it's a kula. Then you're going to be making along mitzasa. You're going to be making along kula. Kamash malan. So that's why Ulam Rebbe Elazar came along to tell us no. Ain mitzas shilya b'loy v'lad. There's just one other nekuda here that I just want to mention quickly. That they ask Mr. Shia b'loy v'lad. There's a klal that you should be aware of. That ein psichas kever b'loy dam. It's an important klal in halacha hilchas nida. Ein psichas kever b'loy dam. The word kever is a euphemism. It doesn't refer to a grave. It refers to the womb. Ein psichas kever. If a woman's womb opens up, the womb has an opening. When a woman gives birth, she has contractions. The womb opens up. There's a klal, ein psichas kever b'loy dam. If the womb opens up, we have a kabbalah that there's blood. That is that dam, even if you don't see any dam, we have a kabbalah. Whenever there's a psichas kever, that there's always dam. If a woman, even if it's not a zeh, if a woman goes through a medical procedure, the doctor has to open the cervix and go into the uterus for surgery, whatever it is. Even so, there's no blood. We have a Kabbalah, Ein Psichas Kever B'loy Dam, that any time a kever, meaning the womb is open, there's blood. There's also a Gemara that Ein Shilya P'chusa Metefach. Moranida says that if the Shilya is not a Tefach large, that doesn't have a din of Shilya. Whatever Gemara says Shilya means it's at least the size of a Tefach. So we keep the egg in the tshuva is Matmiya on this whole Sugya. Why do we care? Mixas shilya bivlad, mixas shilya b'leivlad. If a shilya that's a tefach large came out of the womb, it had to open the psichas piakever. It had to open it. So what's the whole shaklavataria? If it's shaykh mitzias b'leidam, it is not shaykh mitzias b'leidam. It's a psichas kever b'leidam. She's a tummy anyway. What? It's a nafkamina. So you made Tahira afterwards. So it's true. But the first, we're saying in our Gemara that Kan Lachomer and Kan Lachomer. One of the Chomers is the first day. The day that Mikzah Shilya comes out. We're Mitamahar, we're Misafik Lachomra. And we said that's only because they Mikzah Shilya B'Lai. If there would be Mikzah Shilya B'Lai V'Lad, then she'd be Tar on the day the Mikzah came out. That's what Rashi said, right? So the Kasha is, on that first day, why would she be Tar if there's a Psichas B'Akever anyway? This is a tshuva in the Rebbe Kivegra. I didn't see if it's in the Chidushim. It's in the tshuva Kufnun Ches. Kivegra is very bothered by the Kasha. He bends over backwards with Pupulim to try to answer the Kasha. But basically, he says it's true. This woman is Tommy anyway. I'll say Psichas Kever B'Lai Da. Who cares if the Shilya is Yatsa Mitzasa? So he tries, the whole tshuva is to figure out a nafkamina. If she's Tamei out Sichas Kever, if she's Tamei out Yeladas. So the Kivega, one of his nafkaminas is an easy one. He says, what happens if she was a Nida already for 6 days anyway? This is the seventh day. So if, because of Eim Sichas Kever B'Lai Dam, so there's Dam Nida, so she'll count this as the seventh day, and then next day she's the Lord of Mikvah. If Al Tiyaledes, then she has to start a new 7 days. That's Kidega, like I'm saying, he says the Kasha is a good Kasha, and you're right, there's Dam. So we have to figure out some type of an Afkamina, if it's Al Tiyaledes or if it's Al Psichas Kever B'Lai Dam. Like upon him, the kasha, the idea is an important idea to know. The Gemara's next case. What? Right. So it'll be enough kamina that night, I guess. She goes to the mikveh that night, she gives birth the next day. She goes to the mikveh that night, touches Tyrus, that'll be enough kamina. It's hard to say that's the only case the Gemara is talking about. So Rabbi Kivega tries to make, he makes three nafkaminas, so it makes it a little better. Vamulam Rabbi Laza, Becharsha Nitraf, Betech Lamed Yain. What's Taich Nitraf? A Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi Taich's Nitraf means was killed within 30 days. Taish says, no, the Bechar is killed within 30 days. There's certainly no mitzvah, being a bad. So Taisus learns Becharsha Nitraf means he became a treifer. He's still alive. But he became a treifer, he's not going to live long. Becharsha Nitraf, Besech Lamed Yayim, Ein Pai Denai Sai, Vechein Tani Rav Mevrachama, Tech Shinema Padei Tifti, Yachal Afil Nitraf, Besech Lamed Yayim, Tamalai Mer Ach Cholak, it's a miyut, that Nitraf, which way, that you're not Pai Denai, Ein Pai Denai Sai. So it's another member of Ulam Rav Elaza, Vyomar Ulam Rav Elaza, Bei Megasa, Nitraf Mashiach. I had a kasha on this Taisus. See Taisus Behemagasa? Taisus says, Ein Yikaradova Khan, Parakam in Kiddushim Erachti. It's not the main sugya, I'm Marach somewhere else. Why by Behemagasa, Taisus says, here we're not going to be Marach. When it came to Shilya, Taisus had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Taisus by Shilya. It's strange, isn't it inconsistent? You should have said, the sugya of Shilya is in either Nido or Cholin, huh? And I don't know. So it could be he assumes everyone learned Kiddusha. Kiddusha everybody learns. So I have to be Marach again. Neither, Cholin, not everybody learned it. So anyway, in Kiddusha we're talking Marach on this. Behemagasa, which king you? Either Mimashicha, Anantanam, Mimasira, Udamar Ketan, Tacham, Mizu, Mashicha, Zurushimra, Mizu, Zubagva. So, Machlaikis, which kinyan to make on a Behema Gasa? Start to go through all the sugis of kinyanim. How you choose which kinyan? Or why should only one kinyan be good and then another kinyan be good? So, we spoke then about the fact that a kinyan has to be Hayraz Bailus. Has to be doing it the way Bailam do it. Machlaikis is, if by a Behema Gasa, picking up Hakbar is a better kinyan than Mashiach. Taisus there says. But is picking up a Behema Gasa a normal thing that Bailam do to pick up a big animal? It's not normal. So you hold the Mashiach, you take the second best Kenyan, because Hagbah is felt in a Ras Baima. Something's not normal to pick up. You can't be kind of picking up. So that's why you do it with Mashiach. The other Ma'ad Yama apparently holds that Hagbah is normal enough to be kind of. So it's Machlaikis, which Kenyan helps for Baima Gas. Okay, I'd like to try to finish the Yomid. I don't know how many of you are up to, where I'm up to, and how many not. I'd like to try to finish the Yomid as much as we can shortly. We'll talk a little, at least to have some shachet above a kama. But I'm not going to go through, we had a number.